I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghanistan is back online after a 48-hour internet shutdown by Taliban authorities. Officials provided no reason for the blockout that grounded flights, halted commerce, and restricted access to emergency services. Thankfully, the Taliban restored connectivity after 2 days, but the shutdown creates an unsettling precedent. Pray that Afghans will turn to Christ for peace and reassurance. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the average Afghan looks at the Taliban and looks at the oppression and says, well, if that's what it means to be a good Muslim, I'm not sure I want to be a good Muslim. That plants some questions in the heart to say, okay, well, if I'm not a good Muslim, then what should I be? The gospel has answers to those questions.
You can partner with VOM to provide practical and spiritual support to Christians in Afghanistan. We'll connect you at our website. And we want to introduce you to a new ministry partner in the MNN family. It's the largest Protestant church in the Arab world, and it's in Egypt. Casa de Barra Evangelical Church was founded in 1949 with a missions DNA. Today, it has 12,000 members. However, Pastor Sam with KDEC says,
it's not about the number, actually. We are kingdom-minded, not church-minded. So we believe that the church exists for the Great Commission, to continue the message that Jesus Christ started and help people to get to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we pass the message of hope for people.
Pastor Sam asks,
pray for grace and wisdom as we are serving the Lord and for the church in Egypt to be in the center of God's will and to be brave and to continue sharing the good news without fear.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.